Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's see here, we're at Turncoat Tuesday. Great day. The 20th day of October already, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, it's currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And nice fall weathers. I mean, it's been, last time I looked out yesterday, the skies were clear, no smoke. No chemtrails, but I'm sure they'll be along. That being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Joysy, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have 70 degrees, 75% humidity, big blue skies, and the rain that we had this morning, although it was light, has left the area, so it looks like we're going to have a nice spring day, or at least the next few days are supposed to be pretty spring-like. I shouldn't say spring-like, I guess a nice fall day.
Well, it kind of felt like this the other day. We had to go into town to help out with her mom the other day. And just looking out, it felt like spring, but I know it's the other side of the fucking coin, and I know what's coming, but it was a beautiful day. It's been pretty beautiful around here, actually. In the mornings, it's cold. You know, we've been getting down like 31, 32 degrees, and that's going to continue to degress into freezing your ass off. But other than that, it's been pretty nice. Anything poking you in the eye this morning?
This afternoon? Well, you know, we're getting close to this theater of a presidential election, nothing more than a C-election by the Rothschilds, and it doesn't matter who wins in the end. But, you know, I did see some articles promising, well, there's going to be violence across this whole country if the Democrats don't win.
Well, of course there is. Whatever happened to those libertarian people, John? Have you heard anything about
them? You mean,
you
know, what was it, like Ron Paul, who's supposed to be something of a libertarian?
Yeah, that Libertarian Party. I ain't heard nothing out of them. I mean, well,
Nah. Well, remember, who was the safety valve, though? That was the Libertarians for a little while, because it was Ron Paul and Rand Paul, and then before him, Ron Paul. They were the safety valves, but Donald Trump's been the new safety valve, so they haven't needed one, I guess.
Well, I can't exactly say I haven't heard nothing from any of the libertarians, because we had Charlie on here yesterday. That's why we're going to start out the discussion once again on anarchy. We're going to talk about anarchists.
And, all right, and let's get into the basis of it. That is, you know, let's just assume that the anarchists just want to be left alone and have their free reign. They won't even allow that, because remember the guy that went up on the hill just to be alone? He didn't bother anybody. Just leave him alone. He went out of town, up on the hill. Nope. Here come the fucking Blackwater law enforcement, and they killed him.
Well, I think there's a connection between these libertarians and these anarchists. Okay. I mean, I hate to say
it,
but
explore that when we get back.
I'm seeing something. We're going to look at it. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John. Alrighty then. Like I said, let's just start out here. Anarchist vandals taint Oakland Occupy Wall Street general strike. And this is by Kurt Nemo when he still was over at InfoWars before he broke off from AJ. And this is in 2011. Leaders of the self-described leaderless Occupy Wall Street movement. Now see, the Wall Street movement, that Occupy Wall Street movement was not started by a bunch of fucking socialists. Angel reported it, before it was on the television, that the people had were gathering in the streets, and they had signs in the Fed. They were for Ron Paul, Ron Paul for president. And of course, there was some power building. So somebody had to come and try and capture that fucking power. And Obama was in office, and man, they wanted a Marxist revolution clear back then. But man, they had no people. They had no people. You got to have people. But that's why they won't jump into it. I think they had already jumped into a world war if they thought the people would fucking fight it. But they know the people won't, because the people are fixing to fucking throw their asses out on their ear in a hard way. But at any rate, here you have the Occupy Wall Street movement in Oakland, California, have told NBC Bay Area that anarchists not associated with the group are responsible for the last nights of violence. Black-clad troublemakers attacked banks and also trashed a Whole Foods store, which I really don't give a shit. But they were anarchists. I've had a couple of people. This is a fucking, what a move. You'll understand more in a moment. Police participation in vandalism was revealed in 2007 during a G20 protest at Montebello, Quebec, when a union leader caught and outed three masked undercover Quebec provisional police operatives dressed as anarchist. A photograph of this undercover police wearing combat boots identical to those of the security police arresting them later appeared. And I remember back when this happened. And also it was revealed that the police had provided the lodging for the anarchists who had come. See, the first day of protest, you had people out with, their children and stuff. They were protesting the world. What the hell was it? The WHO, the world, World Trade.
G20?
Yeah, the World Trade Organization. They were,
protesting. WTO, and they have the G20 meetings and stuff and so forth.
Yeah, peaceful protesters. And then they brought in these anarchists. They brought in these anarchists to start tipping over garbage cans, breaking windows, lighting fires, and then the police came in and beat the hell out of the peaceful fucking protesters who dared to challenge the World Trade Organization at their big fucking meeting in Montebello, Quebec. And this is all proven. This anarchist thing. I'm going, why in the fuck are these people talking? Like, Charlie, come on, trying to talk good about anarchists. Anarchists is a bad thing to be. Anarchists are fucking, they're destroyers. They helped with the fucking Russian Revolution. My goodness. Department of Justice labels Portland an anarchist jurisdiction. This is September 21st, 2020. Former CIA operative. We are in phase two of a Marxist, Maoist takeover of the nation. The World Tribune, August 2020, is where this headline came out. And this is the other side, because we already know that the corporate communists, the Fabian socialists, they're anarchists because we're living in a lawless fucking society, and everybody fucking knows it. Everybody knows there is no fucking law. I mean, you have no, I mean, they do not recognize the fucking Bill of Rights. They are in complete violation as being run by an unlawful corporation created in violation of the laws, an act of treason. And it's anarchy on both sides here. And what they're wanting is us to join with one side or the other so that we can have a civil war and kill each other and get rid of the only thing standing between them and a new world order. We've discussed this. Anyway, an organizer of the ongoing rioting in Portland admitted that the goal of the anarchists who are besieging America is the abolition of the United States as we know it. Well, we better join one side or the other. We better stop these anarchists. But the other side, they're anarchists because it is completely lawless here, people. Everybody knows it. Every individual fucking American national knows it. As their power grows, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and other anarchists will expand the scope of their challenge to the authority of the existing governmental structure. Now, let's get back to the libertarians, man. What did they try? You know, you had the thing that happened at Bunkerville. And that's really where where the story begins. Because at Bunkerville, you know, here comes the three percenters and the oath keepers. Yeah, Mark Kornke calls them up, you know, and tells them somehow that this, you know, these religious people who own 10 zillion acres and, you know, have at least another 10 zillion acres and their cattle and stuff, and we should go to defend these fucking people. They show the women being beat on TV. And so the oath keepers show up and they're in fucking charge. They take immediate charge of the situation. They're in command. But then 500 motherfuckers showed up there who weren't fucking around and weren't under nobody's fucking command. And they ran the fucking BLM off. They got rid of they challenged them and they would have killed them if they'd have fucking progressed. So now here, man, you're looking at power, the power of the fucking people. Man, Alex Jones sure tried to latch onto it. It was his protesters that run him off, you know. Him and his little shit and things. And then you have this thing with Trump, you know, where Trump's coming in. We're going to change everything back and we're going to have the Reagan days back. And it's going to be Mark. America for Americans, man. That's what you're going to have. And then it progresses and then... Ammon Bundy reads one section of the fucking Constitution, and all of a sudden, Ammon Bundy is the leader of the fucking militia, United States militia. He's the head of the tip of the fucking spear, and he's going to fucking Burns, Oregon, for a protest or a takeover of or whatever in the hell they had planned out there for the Hammonds. Remember the Hammonds? And, you know, I've told you guys before that months before all this happened, I'd been called about the Hammonds, and I'd offered to go out there, not because I like the Hammonds, because the Hammonds are fucking corporate communists themselves. They are a part of a fucking dirty industry. They're fucking dirty. All of them are dirty. The dirty church. Masonic cabal. But I was going to go out there because somebody had called me, and it was an issue of the fucking Bill of Rights. Double jeopardy. It was a double jeopardy, and it was wrong. And I was going to write a fucking mandamus and then, hey, militia, if you exist, get out here and enforce this fucking lawful piece of paper. Well, I knew that the Hammonds weren't going to want me out there. They weren't going to want no real fucking militia out there. This was all set up because then they go out to the Mallard Wildlife Refuge and they siege it. They take siege of it. I've been out to the Mallard Wildlife Refuge on many occasions. I hunt. And I've been in those buildings. I know exactly where it's fucking at. And that day I told you, no, don't go out there. What they were trying to do was get those 500. They didn't have control over those 500. Or that shit in Bunkerville wouldn't have turned out the way it did. I mean, they had 500 out-of-control motherfuckers that would have lit the goddamn BLM up as the illegal, unlawful foreign agency that they are. Just because of they came because they saw women getting beat on the goddamn TV, you know, and they saw the YouTube videos. But the thing is, this thing needed to be nipped in the bud. Where they were taking them was out to a fucking kill box. I mean, I'm no goddamn military expert, but I'm not stupid either. I know what it looks like out there. That's a kill box. If they had went out there, they'd have killed every goddamn one of them with helicopters. Easy beans. Wouldn't even have to use a fucking troop. The troops would have came in to do the last of the killing, I'm sure, so that they could have it on the TV like they did when the anarchist burned the Mount Carmel there in Waco, Texas. And isn't that anarchy, too? You know, burning little children. Isn't that what the anarchists do? They burn things and destroy things and kill people. But here you have it again. Here were the Hammonds, and it didn't work out for them. Old, the old tip of the spear didn't know nothing past that one fucking passage in the fucking Constitution that he didn't even understand. And fucking, and then it was a stand, it's an armed standoff. No, it's a protest. It's an armed standoff. It was all horse shit. It was that same fucking group that showed up out there at, Gliese. When I went out there, FBI agents, ex-FBI agents, current operating FBI agents, military, ex-military, the same motherfuckers, the three percenters and the oath keepers. And see, these son of a bitches, I know I've said it all along, they want the power back. They are the ones that got rid of our common law courts. They are the ones that removed our common law jurisdiction in direct violation of the law, operating under the guise of a corporation that was incorporated with the main United States corporation, operating under the Uniform Commercial Code in complete ignorance of the Supreme Superior ratified law of 1791, our Bill of Rights. That's absolute fucking law, and they knew it, and they know it all right now. And it's scary to them, people. So anyway, after that, you know, after the thing with the Bundys and what might have you, man, there was the push on the radio. Here they come. It was the guy, you know, we always talk about the state of Jefferson here, because where I live was a part of the state of Jefferson. And back before they started World War II, to end that fucking uprising, when the people were about ready to rise up and say no fucking more. But here it's this other, state of Jefferson. And they're on the radio, and they're going to talk about the common law. And they start talking about what, the Bible and all this fucking shit. I'm going, what the fuck are you talking about? Because you know what? It's not British common law. It's not what we have here in the United States. That's when Britain lost the war, everything British ended in this fucking country. I mean, you can't operate under a foreign jurisdiction in a sovereign fucking country. You just can't do it. You have to have your own fucking laws. That's what our Bill of Rights is. That's the American common law. As opposed to British common law. And they start, doing this stuff because they want, you know, they have duped the people into fighting wars, world wars, that we had no fucking business in, all for fucking profit, all for fucking money, under, you know, God wants it that way. God, we're godly people, and we're telling you, we're your godly leaders, and we're going to tell you godly, go die for Zion, and, you know, make a ton of money for fighting somebody who you don't even know what the fuck you're fighting for. But again, here they came. They were coming on the radio, and they're talking about the common law, and, you know, how we got to save the country. And their idea of saving the country was they were going to take legislative seats down in California and take back the counties, not to get rid of the fucking corporation that is unlawful, that they have been operating under all along and have made their fortunes under, stealing from the rest of us. They weren't going to get rid of those. They were going to take them back over. They didn't even want rid of the BLM because they created the BLM. So that they could keep me off of the fucking public land so that they could exploit him for their own fucking, to make wealth. And I couldn't do a thing about it because they had already removed the common law courts. I couldn't take them to fucking court. They had fucking, declared that, the people had no jurisdiction. It had been replaced by a federal fucking, administrative admiralty, which is one of the reasons that our forefathers went to war against the British, our true forefathers. Because they were not going to be judged by fucking foreigners under a fucking military fucking court. So at any rate, so they're coming on the fucking radio and they're trying to sell this bucket of horse shit. And we ran old Joe McNeil right off the goddamn air with it. Everything he did, we countered it. And what did we counter it with? The fucking truth and that Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights is fucking strychnine to these motherfuckers. They do not want it. And these libertarians, like Charlie, and like Ron Paul, and like the rest of these fuckers, do not want it. Why? Because they have participated in the treason. They have ill-begotten gains. Most of them would fucking hang if they weren't deported. And they know it. It can be anything, anything but the Bill of Rights. And so they're looking because they see, they finally realize that the power isn't in this militia thing that where they control it, you know, with these 3%, these Oath Keepers that ran at Bunkerville. The power is with those motherfuckers that you can't control. That is the unregulated militia, the bulk of the fucking population, the true power in this country. Here they are. Look at how in the hell, you know, why, well, what's the deal with these people? How are they so powerful? They're running us off the fucking radio like we got money. They ain't got nothing and they're whipping our ass. Because it's that individual thing. That's why, you know, many times, three people have asked me why I allowed Charlie to stay on the fucking site. I told him straight up, I'm studying him. And anything he wants to know about the Bill of Rights, I'm going to tell him. He's anxious to learn. I want to teach him. And what I taught him was that son of a bitch is dangerous. If you violated that law, you're asking, I got 12 ditch diggers, 12 prostitutes, 12 sewer men can hang your fucking ass on their own initiative without anything. Yes.
You know, on the top of your page, you've got your man Damas up there, and anyone and everybody listening, and we all know this for a stone cold fact, that you've got your, there's no way this man, this clown that's trying to sue you can touch you, because you did such a great job on that man Damas, and it's so absolute, he can't even get anywhere near you. That thing's been up now for what, 8 or fucking how many years? And you've been like just laughing all the way to the bank with this thing, and he can't get anywhere near you. The mandamus is rock solid. Here you got a Philadelphia lawyer, and a fucking lawyer can't even touch you, man. That's how strong common law is.
It is the absolute law, and it is the jurisdiction of we the people. We're the authority, not some corporate prick out there who's a member of the fucking lodge. And that's another thing about these goddamn libertarians, and that's why we're going to stay on this libertarian thing, what they're trying to do. They finally, you know, the thing is, when the oppressed, they know the oppressor. I mean, your fucking eyes are on them because, I mean, they are oppressing you. You're going to learn who they are. I mean, everybody knows how they live, how they act, what they think, what they do. I mean, you know that they're members of the fucking secret societies, the Masonic Lodge. You understand how they're oppressing you because you're going to, I mean, that's just something natural you're going to figure out when you're fucking oppressed. Now, when they're oppressing you, they don't even recognize your existence. They don't understand the inner workings in your homes, in your culture, in your families, how you interact with one another. And we are the fucking masses. We are that 75%. We are the fucking, an awesome power. And we have that Bill of Rights, which I said is like strychnine to these motherfuckers. Even these libertarians, like Ron Paul. I was 22 years. I was in the Congress. Yeah, you son of a bitch. You were committing fucking high crimes and misdemeanors. You even said it yourself on television. You said, we violate the Constitution every day. And we're just supposed to, well, I'm going for him. He's telling us that he's a fucking criminal. His fucking ass would hang. And how would it be? I mean, not that we're going to even entertain this idea of anarchism. But how would it be to start out with fucking $100 million and everybody's all equal when they got to talking on their stupid ass video about what kind of law? Well, we'd have to experiment around. Some people could hire their own law enforcement and what might have. Oh, I wonder who would be in fucking control of such a situation. Not that it's even feasible. Not that it's even fucking imaginable. But you got to figure out what they're trying to do here. They saw us fucking knock them on their ass. They didn't win no fucking, they didn't get back their goddamn congressional seats down in California. Things got worse for them day by fucking day until I don't even know if they're broadcasting on the radio anymore. Amon Bundy sure as hell ain't the tip of the fucking spear no more, is he? Because the power is with each and individual one of us. And there's about 40 million of us that are ready to fucking rock and roll. And they fucking know it. And they want, the thing is now, they're trying to, I mean, the fucking corporate communists, the fucking Marxists and the Leninists, all of them are trying to save communism. At the same time, you got these fucking libertarians who are the billionaires in this country. And I mean, people with more money, they don't get put in Forbes, but they got more money than fucking Bill Gates, who paid to put fucking Trump in there. Because they were going to take it back away from the fucking communists so that they could be our fucking overlords, seeing as they're the ones that took our Bill of Rights a fucking away from us, took our common law fucking courts in violation of the fucking law. They are the fucking original criminals, the original frauds, the original traitors. Well, man, they fucking figured they better join in. They better find some way to fucking... How could you make a people that are fighting for fucking freedom and liberty and then just enforcing the law look bad? Well, anarchism. Look at those anarchists. That's what they would call you when you went to go and to enforce the fucking law. Whereas if you, we stay with our Bill of Rights and we all stay on that same fucking page and we go out to enforce those fucking rights, we're here, we have the law in our hand. We're enforcing the law that guarantees our freedom and liberty. The world would cheer us on, and it's going to cheer us on anyway. But this anarchy thing, that, see, that's a tag they want to put on you. Something bad, to try to make it sound bad that you're fucking taking out these fucking communists. You're taking out the fucking trash people. So they want to, they read, you know, the, like in when they did the revolution back in 1917 over there in Russia. See, you had the anarchists over there, and they were talking about individualist communism. Now that, my friends, is what is called an oxymoron. The word communism means social, committee socialism. Socialism is collectivism. It is not fucking individualism, and it was all bullshit then, and it's all bullshit now. But it, I mean, if they could get us to join with them, because they got some money even, they'll give you some money so you can, you know, like Soros paying these pricks to go down there and burn buildings in the city, and we're just sitting back watching them. Go ahead and kill each other. We don't care. We hate all of you anarchists, and you're all anarchists, because you've all proven that there's no law. You, I mean, burning? I mean, as like the CIA, former CIA operative, I mean, your side, the corporate communists, didn't they burn about 17 little children to death? Haven't they burned people to death? Then they shoot a little 14-year-old boy in the back up in Idaho and then shoot his mom through the fucking head while holding a fucking baby? I think that's anarchy, guys. I think that's what that means. And I know when I see that word, that's what comes to mind to me. And see, they want the attack. They know they can't stop what's coming. And what's coming is that goddamn Bill of Rights. And they look at that. I got it hanging on my wall in there. I look at it and I said, what fucking power? Because
you know,
we're all...
Henry, I saw that thing that you wrote at, on the site about anarchy. And it said it started in the middle of the 19th... It came to America in the middle of the 19th century. I mean, that wasn't that long ago. You know, I mean...
They're trying to tell you that, like in like the Wikipedia thing I put up, you know, it tells you that it's communism. They're trying to tell you it ain't. Well, these fucking things I'm reading right here says it is. I mean, you're this one right here, former CIA operative. We are in a phase two of a Marxist-Maoist takeover of the nation. And who's doing it? Well, those goddamn anarchists. So they must be communists. See, this is what they want to, they're trying to put a label on the individual free nationals who are going to be righteously. People, we're righteous in what we do. When we go and kill these son of a bitches and hang these son of a bitches, it will be by the fucking law. And what was that law created for? For freedom and liberty and the right to be fucking free from fucking bondage and to own property. Like I said, the world would pat us on the, I mean, that's like ending slavery. I mean, you're fucking, the world's going to be behind you. The whole world's going to back you. They're going to try and emulate you. So what they're going to try and call it is anarchy. Oh, they've come and they've enforced the fucking law on the Blackwater USA. Got, you know, that when they get fucking, when the time comes when they try to come and give us a shot. Oh, an anarchist shot, three of our heroes and three fucking medics who had came to give them a shot with DNA in it to change them into fucking mindless fucking drones that will accept slavery. Because the people will not accept slavery, and all of you know it, don't you? That's what it is. That's what this fucking is, man. These are the libertarians. They disappeared, but they didn't. And now, they went with the Bundys. They tried to pretend they were us. But like I said earlier, they don't know who we are. We've always just been something that they just look down their nose. Yeah, we take from them. And we, if we have a war, we conscript them and make them go over and fight for our masters in Zion. But they don't know who we are. They don't know how we live. They don't know how our minds work. They don't know shit about us, and we know everything about them. And the bottom line is, these libertarians, the good old libertarians, man, Ron Paul, oh, they're gonna fucking hang too. Cause they're as guilty as the fucking rest. They have profited from fucking fraud. The lands that they own, they don't own. Ron Paul owns gold mines. Wonder how he got them. I think I'll look into that. I'm just a fucking ditch digger. And I hung Ron Paul for fucking treason. Oh, ouch. That's fucking scary. Especially when there's about 300 million people that can do the fucking prosecuting and hanging. It can be done quick. Because you are so vastly outnumbered that nothing can stop it, and you fucking know it. Even if I'm dead, it ain't gonna stop it. But I just wanted to warn you people what this fucking anarchist bullshit is, why it's coming from, where it's coming from. So that they can try to label you as an anarchist. You're one of them anarchists when you fucking refuse to let somebody put a fucking needle in your arm and change who you are. When you do not submit to fucking hand your gun over to an unlawful fucking entity, a fucking occupational fucking force. When you shoot the dirty motherfuckers down that are violating your law, your written, ratified law that they can fucking read as easy as you can. Well, they're going to want to call you anarchist, but they're not going to be able to. Because we're going to call you out, anarchist son of a bitches. You are the fucking anarchist. By the definition, you're trying to pin on the people before we even get started killing your asses. It ain't gonna work. We are here to enforce the righteous fucking law of the Bill of Rights ratified in 1791 by our people under our authority on our fucking property, which is this United States of America. That being said, we're gonna go to break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
yield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
Midnight man, blood red throne. Fight to keep this land your own. Stop on the pawn and call the cry.
How many of them can we make die?
Stop. Close your mind, the stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn curve pass by.
How many of them can we make die?
Guard your women, children, well.
Send these bastards back to hell.
We'll teach them the ways of a war.
And they won't come here.
Shield and use your head.
Fight till everyone is dead.
Raise the flag up to the sky.
How many of them can we make die?
A marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight bear and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Our axes flash, rocks will swing. Shining armor, piercing ring. Our sins run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
Midnight bear.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwood in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwood, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and my brother, John D., United States Marine, fighting tyranny. Before we turn this over to John, I'm going to say, you know, these are the same people that are working right now to take parts of Southern Oregon, and a part of Nevada, and a part of Utah, and make them all a part of Idaho, which has been invaded by the fucking Mormon libertarians, the Mormon libertarians, like old Joe McNeil. See, and why would they, why in the hell would they want that goddamn desert out? Oh, yeah, that's right. Uranium, gold, silver, all under their local control. Because we're going to have anarchism, you know, where the guy with the most fucking money who can buy the most fucking people gets all the goodies, just like it is right now. Just another fucking form of communism. I'll tell you what, you'll find out how far our long guns will fucking shoot out in that fucking desert, and we'll make those fucking Afghans look like fucking choir boys. Give it a go. That being said, it's time for the tactical report. I'm turning this mic over to you, John. Give him hell.
All right, Henry. Thank you very much. All right, let's get moving here. I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the tactical report. It is Wednesday. And for those who follow word etymology, Wednesday, of course, comes from Nordic theology or from the Norse gods. Wednesday is for Odin, the raven god, who is sometimes known as Woden. And then, of course, they called it Woden's Day, from which we get... Oh, it's Tuesday. Sorry about that. It's Tuesday. Kerry just came in.
Hey, and it's fall, not spring.
Yeah, I know. I'm all mixed up. All right, so I better drink some more Coke because that always helps fry my brain. It's Tuesday, which is Tyr, the god of war. Perfect. And from that, they got Tyr's Day, from which we got Tuesday. I don't know why I was thinking
Tyranny,
this
Tyranny Tuesday.
Tyranny Tuesday, yes. Terrible Tuesday. Anyway, it is October 20th. Can you believe it's the 20th already? 2020. It is 1548 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:48 to all you civilians out there. To all the people who just can't wait to get over there and vote because that's going to fix everything. Mickey, his little hand is just past the 3, and his big hand is pointing up near the thing that looks like a number 9. All right, let's just do a quick flyover here of this fraud, this con called the financial markets. Gold is holding steady at about $1,900 an ounce, and again, it goes a little bit above that, a little bit below it, but they are holding the line at $1,900 right now. We got silver at $24.72 an ounce. We've got the fraud indicators like the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up over 100 points at 28,000. 304. The U.S. Zala Index still holding about 93%. Now, remember, that's not a measure of purchasing power. It is really a comparative between the U.S. Zala, the Federal Reserve Note, the International Communist Certificate of Enslavement, and a basket of 6 other currencies. And all it tells you is which one's devaluing quicker. That's all that number really tells you. So at 93%, that says that the U.S. Zala is devaluing slightly quicker than the other ones, and that's to be expected since we have the largest budget deficit in human history, and we're about to make it bigger. And crude oil right now is currently up at 68 cents at $41.51 on the New York spot market. And for those who follow that bullshit called cryptocurrency, remember, the Fed and other central banks are coming out with their form of what they're calling digital currency. They're not even calling it cryptocurrency. It's digital currency. And right now you've got Bitcoin. It's up almost $200 at $11,950. Ethereum is down $10 at $370. And Litecoin is currently down $1.44 at $46.63 a coin. Going on. Talking about fraud. Now, notice how this seems to be repeating over and over and over. You would swear I was just reading almost the same story with a slightly different fine amount in it on a different day, and you would think it was the same story, but it's not. Going on, we got over in Zero Hedge. Goldman, that's as in Goldman Sachs, Goldman to pay $2.8 billion in long-awaited one MDB settlement deal. An MDB was the business that they were conducting this particular vein of corruption through. Asian unit to plead guilty. Now, that's almost $3 billion, people. Now, how many people are going to go to jail for this? That's right, not a one. How many of those upper managers lost their job? That's right, not a one. Are they going to require Goldman Sachs to not engage in this kind of practice anymore? Not for a second. So you know what? This is simply a cost of business for them. You know, paying out $3 billion where they made probably over $1 trillion, that means it didn't even cost them 3% of the total intake that they got from this. Hell, man, that's a great fucking deal. You look at your local supermarket, they typically operate with like a 2 or maybe a 3% profit margin. When Goldman Sachs does this, they're operating with a 96 to 97% profit margin. Gee, When it comes to making money, I think I'd rather go the Goldman route. They make a lot more money for a lot less effort, and they don't have any inventory to worry about. Let's see what this says real quick. This says Wall Street Journal is now reporting that Goldman will pay a total of $2.2 billion plus an additional $600 million, which brings that total up to $2.8 billion, almost the $3 billion, some of which has already been paid to foreign regulators as part of a deferred prosecution agreement with the DOJ. Now, some people think the DOJ stands for Department of Justice. It does not. It stands for Department of Jews, because that's who runs it. As part of the deal, one of the bank's Asian units will plead guilty to charges in the U.S. The U.S.-based parent company, meanwhile, will be bound by a DPA that will allow prosecutors to target the bank with criminal penalties if the agreement is violated. On the bright side, for Goldman, the deal won't require the bank to hire an independent monitor, an extremely costly process, as Wall Street Journal pointed out. Well, let me see. So, hiring a regulator or an independent monitor, that's an extremely costly process, but paying out nearly $3 billion in fines is not. Sure, I'll buy that line. Let's just see real quick here what this says. It says Goldman Sachs is reported on the cusp of settling one of the largest criminal cases involving a Wall Street bank since the financial crisis, according to Bloomberg News. The vampire squid has reached a tentative agreement with the DOJ to pay more than $2 billion in penalties, a figure the BBG, note I don't know what BBG is, broadly in line with analyst expectations. And here's the key bit. It allows the banks to avoid all criminal penalties. Let's see here. It says, the last bit is especially important because we have chronicled over the past few years many of the bank's top executives appeared to have been personally involved with the deal, which was initially brought in by Tim Leisner, formerly the bank's top man in Southeast Asia, before he was suspended over the deal and before agreeing to cooperate with the feds against his former employee, where he reportedly told authorities about the endemic culture of corruption at play within the bank. Oh, say it isn't so. Anyway, it goes on. What I'm really trying to emphasize here is the $2.8 billion, nearly $3 billion in fines, that's what they negotiated it down to. Now, typically, when the negotiations start, they're anywhere from 5 to 10 to 20 times bigger than the final agreement. So that means if it was just 10 times bigger where they initially started this negotiation process, you're talking about a $30 billion fine. That means they committed crimes along the line where the DOJ felt that they could ask or tell them they're going to actually ask for penalties upwards of $30 billion, but yet not a single one of them is going to jail. Holy shit. Try not paying your taxes once for, what was it, a couple of thousand. Just be short by $1,000 or $2,000 and see how quickly they show up at your door and put an M16 muzzle on your nose. And not one of these scumbags is going to deal. You know why? Because they're all in it together. They're all corrupt. They're all dirty. And as far as Goldman Sachs has reported and Department of Jews, this is just the cost of business. That has nothing to do about the corruption. This is just another way to get Goldman Sachs to spread a little bit of that wealth. That's all this is about, people. Going on. I like this. Now, this is an interesting article. It's actually kind of long, but it's worth a read, especially if you're actually trying to educate yourself on the scope and the magnitude of some of the treason that has been going on in this country. Now, we talk about a lot of it here on this radio show, but we certainly have never, not even remotely, come close to covering it all. Well, here's an interesting article that will cover a little bit more of that stuff that I don't think we've covered on this radio show, although we may have mentioned one or two of these items. We certainly haven't gone into detail. Over in Investment Watch blog, the article is Treason in America, an overview of the FBI, CIA, and matters of national security. Very interesting article. And now I'll just roll down. I'm not even going to read into it, but I'll tell you right now, they talk about things like the Kennedy assassination. They talk about what has become known as the Church Commission, and that's pretty interesting also. It also talks about the CIA violating its charter for 25 years until revelations of illegal wiretapping, domestic surveillance, assassination plots, and human experimentation led to official investigations and reforms in the 1970s. And, of course, that led to the Church Commission report. And it talks about what was the Church Commission, how did it come about, what were some of the findings of it. And, of course, it doesn't really matter because the CIA didn't change anything it was doing. It just relabeled them. I like this one. This is an interesting one. I never saw this before. If you scroll down the article, it talks about how there was actually a wanted for treason poster of JFK, John F. Kennedy, wanted for treason. And it's like a poster, almost like the ones you would see in the post office. It's a picture of JFK, front and side view, wanted for treason. And I'll read just a couple of these things that it says here. This man is wanted for treason against the United States. One, betraying the Constitution, which he swore to uphold. He is turning the sovereignty of the U.S. over to communist-controlled United Nations. He's betraying our friends, Cuba, Katanga, Portugal, and befriending our enemies, Russia, Yugoslavia, and Poland. He has been wrong on innumerable issues affecting the security of the U.S., United Nations wall, missile removal, Cuba, wheat deals, test ban treaty, etc. Number three, he has been lax in enforcing the communist registration laws. Number four, he has given support and encouragement to the communist-inspired radical riots, or racial riots. And it goes on. I was like, wait a minute. That sounds like every fucking sitting president since pretty much, well, let me think. Well, almost all of them. But this is interesting. I never saw this posted before. But if you go on over to Investment Watch blog and you click on this link and scroll down, you'll see it. In fact, I'm going to see if there's a way to print that out. I've never seen that before. Let me see. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. It talks about the assassination of Martin Luther King, which, of course, was done by the CIA, orchestrated by the CIA. COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, talks about that. A lot of interesting stuff in this article. Really good. So anyway, take a stroll over there. I wouldn't cover it because I could spend a whole week just covering what's in this one article. Easily a week. Going on. I like this. Let's get back to some more. Let's get into the story of the current treason, sedition, and bullshit over in Zero Hedge. New York's COVID-19 mandatory quarantine list climbs to 43 states as Cuomo tries to limit travelers from Connecticut and New Jersey. Let's take a quick summary, a look at the summary on this article. It says Cuomo complains about rising cases in Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania as travel advisory list grows to a record 43 states. Ireland announces new fines for violating lockdowns. And remember, this isn't the United States problem. COVID-19 is not a pandemic. It's a political crisis. It's the international communists executing Operation Global Enslavement. That is, they are trying to put the entire planet under control of the New World Order, the international communists, or the Zionists, more appropriately. And, of course, it's going on in every country around the world. A couple more items from this summary. Belgium overtakes Netherlands as worst-hit country last week. Now, that's bullshit because there is no COVID-19. There is no COVID-19 test. There is no COVID-19 virus. So, yes, this is more of your communist bullshit. And if you stop and do this, take a deep breath, you will smell the fresh bullshit. Going on, India sees lowest new cases in 3 months. Kansas nursing homes see all its patients infected. All its patients infected. I'd love to know how they know that, since there is no fucking test for any virus, much less a COVID-19 test virus. Moderna CEO says experts to apply the FDA EUA in December. Now, the FDA is the Food and Drug Administration, and the EUA is, if I remember right, it's a end users agreement. So Moderna, that's going to be one of the vaccine manufacturers, expects to apply the FDA EAU in December. Not sure what that means, other than, of course, they can't be sued for all the deaths it's going to cause. Australia sees another shipborne outbreak. Russia outbreaks worsen. Argentina tops 1 million cases. Singapore Airlines to resume nonstop flights to New York. And Chinese officials in Guangzhou claim to have detected live virus on frozen food packaging. Well, if I remember right, the so-called COVID-19 test also got positive results from fresh fruits, dogs, goats, even a fence post. Let's get into this real quick. One last item. And it goes on. So if you want to read the article, because I do want to get to something else. Let me see. Did I have one other item here? Oh, yeah, here we go. I have one other news article before I get into what it is I was really looking to get to. Now, this is over at a website called Moon Battery. Moon, like the moon in the sky. Moonbattery.com. Reminds me of Moonbeam. What was that? Wasn't that Frank Zappa's kid's name, Moonbeam or something like that? Moonbattery.com. And the article is Bill Gates, large-scale shutdowns will not suffice. Goes to read, if you liked the COVID-19 lockdowns that senselessly threw tens of millions of Americans out of work, you will love the coming solutions to the imaginary crisis of anthropogenic global warming, also known as global warming, which is another absolute, complete fucking scam. There is no global warming, and I have covered what are the mechanisms of actual climate control. None of it includes a trace element of gas that occurs in our atmosphere, which they call carbon dioxide, and they say it's so catastrophic to the planet, it's destroying the whole world. No, it's not, people. Large-scale shutdowns will not suffice. Liberal elitist social engineer Bill Gates has spoken. Gates made the remarks during a keynote address for the National Academy of Medicine 2020 annual meeting, which this year was titled Confronting Urgent Threats to Human Health and Society, COVID-19, and Climate Change. There we go. Let's bring the two communist agendas together in one fucking forum. You got it. Ooh, makes me want to pull my private part out and whack on it. The two topics will go together. The overreaction to the first was a dry run for what will be inflicted in the name of the second one, once Democrats have control. Quote, the change in behavior, like driving less or flying less, is helpful, but nowhere near sufficient. 2020 is a great example of this, Bill Gates said. We've cut down carbon emissions with these drastic changes in the economy, but the reduction in emissions is actually quite modest. Well, here's a way to get rid of the fucking problem. How about we get rid of the people who are behind these fucking hoaxes, behind these crimes, and I bet you all these problems that they claim are destroying the planet will just disappear because they're not real to begin with, people. It's all fucking media-created sensationalism for the objective of global control. Now, speaking about COVID-19 and the fraud that it is, let's get a little bit of a meat to that bone, and let's talk about this. Now, I like this. Over in, there's a blog site called John Rappaport's blog, but the name of the blog is No More Fake News. No More Fake News. Now, I like this. One of the articles he has right near the top, it's the second or third one down now, is Dr. Tom Cohen explores the COVID virus invented out of sheer nonsense. It says Cohen analyzes yet another key document posted by the CDC. This is, in other words, this is another admission by the CDC, that corporation called Centers for Disease Control, in their journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, also known as SARS, Coronavirus 2 from Patient with Coronavirus Disease, United States. That's the name of the CDC article. Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, Coronavirus 2 from Patient with Coronavirus Disease, United States. Let's just read this real quick. This says, the hits keep coming. The CDC used an arbitrary computer tinker toy process to invent a description of the virus. The virus that no one has proven exists. This is the basic conclusion of Dr. Tom Cohen. The CDC article was discovered by Sally Fallon Morell. Her co-author, Dr. Cohen, fleshes out the fraud. Cohen's article is titled, Only Poisoned Monkey Cells Grew in the Virus. And he's talking about their relationship between how they're claiming they have this virus called COVID-19, and in fact the only thing they seem to have was some poisoned monkey cells that they said proved the existence of COVID-19. No, it didn't. But let's read exactly what this says here. It says, Dr. Cohen, the CDC Journal article, was published in June of 2020, originally published in March 2020. The purpose of the article was for a group of about 20 virologists to describe the state of the science of the isolation, purification, and biological characteristics of the new SARS-CoV-2 virus, which they now call COVID-19. And to share this information with other scientists for their own research. A thorough and careful reading of this important paper reveals shocking findings. Well, what are some of these shocking findings? Let's take a look at this. It says, I got to turn the light on here. First, in the section titled Whole Genome Sequencing, we find that rather than having isolated the virus and sequencing the genome is your DNA, your fingerprint, your DNA fingerprint is called your genome. Sequencing the genome from end to end, they found 37 base pairs. Now, the human DNA is made from base pairs. That is, there's two molecules that make up a base pair, and that's those two links in the ladder. If you've ever seen a picture of the DNA, it typically looks like a ladder that's been twisted like a corkscrew. And in those rungs in the ladder, that's one base pair. There's two molecules that make one base pair. And in the humans, I think there's something like 300,000 base pairs or something like that. I don't remember the exact number. But in a virus, the typical number is like 30,000. Well, they started off with just 37 of these base pairs, which is virtually nothing compared to the 30,000. So just so you have an idea of the numbers we're talking about here. They found 37 base pairs from unpurified samples using PCR probes. Now, the PCR is what I told you about, the polymerase chain reaction, which is a technique used by geneticists to amplify DNA. That's all it does. This means they actually looked at 37 out of the approximately 30,000 of the base pairs that are claimed to be the genome of the intact virus. They then took these 37 segments and put them into a computer program, which filled in the rest of the base pairs. Did you get that? So they took some 37 base pairs from an unpurified sample, meaning those base pairs could have been anything that was in that sample because they never bothered to purify it. So it could have been any contaminant. 37, they put that in a computer, and then the computer filled in the missing 29,963 base pairs, which is about 99.999% of the so-called virus, and they call that the virus. It's created in a computer. It's a computer model, people. That's it. And going on reading here, it says, in other words, the sequencing of the SARS-CoV-2 virus was done by assumption and arbitrary inference. If this is science, a penguin is a spaceship. Dr. Cohen, to me, this computer generation step constitutes scientific fraud. Here's an equivalency. A group of researchers claim to have found a unicorn because they found a pair of a hoof, a hair from a tail, and a snippet of a horn. Then they add the information into the computer and program it to recreate the unicorn. Then they claim that the computer recreation is the real unicorn. Of course, they have never actually seen a unicorn, so they could not possibly have examined the genetic makeup to compare their samples with the actual unicorn's hair, hooves, and horn. The researchers claim they decided which is the real genome of the SARS-CoV-2 by consensus. Remember we talked about with Obama, Common Core, math, right? 2 + 2 = 5 if the consensus says so. Remember that? Here we go, people. The researchers claim they decided which is the real genome of the SARS-CoV-2 by consensus, sort of like a vote. Again, different computer programs will come up with different versions of the imaginary unicorn, so they came together as a group and decided which is the real imaginary unicorn. As I've been stating, the discovery, and he puts that in quotations, of the new virus was actually the foisting of a predetermined story about a virus. Nothing real or believable about it. But once the official pattern is laid down, others follow it dutifully. Dr. Cohen uncovers more insanity in the CDC journal article. Now remember, this is straight from the Centers for Disease Control, what was supposed to be the epicenter of determining that there was this COVID-19, the epicenter of trying to come up with a procedure, a protocol on how they're going to handle it to slow or stop the spread of it. And of course, they were supposed to be the ones to actually investigate and determine the legitimacy of a living virus. But yet, in their own documents, they admit this is completely, absolutely 100% fabricated in a computer program. Dr. Cohen uncovers more insanity in the CDC journal article. Using the assumed new virus in an unisolated state, the researchers try to prove it is harmful by injecting it onto several different types of cells in the lab. The real blockbuster finding in the study comes later, a finding so shocking that I had to read it many times before I could believe what I was reading. Let me quote the passage intact. Now, this is straight from the CDC report. Therefore, we examined the capacity of the SARS-CoV-2 to infect and replicate in several common primate and human cell linings, including human adenocarcinoma cells, A549, human liver cells, HUH70, and human embryonic kidney cells, which have the classification of HEK293T. In addition to VIRO-E6 and VIRO-CCL18 cells, these are monkey cells, each cell line was inoculated at a high multiplicity of infection and examined 24 hours post-infection. No CPE was observed in any of the cell lines except in the viral monkey cells, which grew to greater than 10 to the 7th power at a 24-hour post-infection. In contrast, the HUH70, that's the kidney cells and the human liver cells, showed only moderate viral replication in A549 cells. The human cells were incompatible with the SARS-CoV-2 cells. So what they're saying here is the only medium that they can even get any of the cells to grow in was the monkey cells. What does this language actually mean? And why is it the most shocking statement of all from the virology community? When virologists attempt to prove infection, they have three possible hosts or models on which they can test. The third method virologists use to prove infection and pathogenicity, the method that they most rely on, is inoculation of solutions they say contain the virus onto a variety of tissue cultures. As I've pointed out many times, such inoculation has never been shown to kill the tissue unless the tissue is first starved and poisoned. The shocking thing about the above CDC quote is that using their own methods, the virologists found that solutions containing SARS-CoV-2 in even high amounts were not, one, repeat, not effective to any of the three human cell, tissue cultures they tested. In plain English, this means they proved on their terms that this new coronavirus is not infectious to human beings. It is only infective to monkey kidney cells, and only when you add two potent drugs known to be toxic to kidneys and to the mix. And it goes on and on like this, people, this article. Now, I'll read a little bit more of it tomorrow, but I want to let you think about that. Kind of wrap your head around it, where the CDC admits that they made this in a computer and that their so-called virus that they were using for testing, which they never explained exactly where did they get that, the only tissue samples they could get it to actually multiply in, to live in, were monkey cells, monkey kidney cells, and that was only after it was doped with extreme amounts of poison that are known to kill the kidney cells. Yeah, people, you keep believing there's a COVID-19. You just go on and you click your heels together and say, there's nothing like a COVID vaccine. There's nothing like a COVID vaccine. There's nothing like a COVID vaccine. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. Right on you, Henry.
Outstanding report, John. That kind of sums it up. We are past the top of the hour, and before we go, you know, if anybody tries to talk you into becoming an anarchist, you need to tell them that you're American individual free sovereign American national, the little U, United Little S States of the Americas, and that the supreme law of your land, the ratified law of we the people that gives us our freedom and liberty, says that we have to destroy the communist anarchist, and it is your duty, and that is who
hey,
you
Henry?
Are. Yes, sir.
I just want to add, I'm sorry, man, but I just want to add to John's work there that, those 29 missing matchups, I read somewhere that they found Bill Gates in the corner with a Petri dish. He was taking a piss into it. And then that is... after all, he did make Microsoft. They're using his program, right? I mean,
exactly, man. You damn
unbelievable.
Straight.
Remember, they created the COVID-19 in a computer program, and then the virus that they said they were testing, they were actually testing on these tissue samples, these were unfiltered samples that they never declared. Well, where did they get them from, and what were they actually?
It was a shit, a monkey, whatever, yeah, a goat's hoof and a cat's paw, whatever the hell you said. I don't know. It's anything.
Well, that's the tissue samples. They tested in three different human tissue samples, and then in the monkey samples, and in the humans one, it did not grow at all. In other words, the human cells were completely incompatible with it, and the only tissue sample they could get it to grow in was the monkey kidney cells, and that was after the monkey kidney cells were doped up with the poison that actually killed the kidney cells.
Absolutely. I guess that, how do you argue with that? You can't.
And that's the CDC's own report, Henry.
Oh, we're supposed to trust them too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, because we love them, Henry.
And
they love
us.
In fact, they want to love us to death.
Yes, they do. If you want to do something meaningful today, people, go on, register to vote. Quit acquiescing to this fucking anarchism, this communism. Take your name away from the list that says, yeah, it's okay, that I'll participate in treason. That being said, that is the word from the trenches.